Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Increase, and may we continue to decrease. May it please you, Father, too. And not one of us will leave this place the way we came, because of your mercy. Open our hearts. Open our soul, our spirit, so you can increase. May your word be fruitful and bring fruit in our lives. And your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. I want to share a few things with you this morning. Amen. It's hard for me to share with you what God is not doing in my life. And the places I'm learning and I'm seeing God help me see victory in my life, it's hard for me to keep it. So I want to share with you something God is doing, and that is helping me a lot. We go from seasons to seasons of the move of God in this house, breakthroughs, because there's a promise God has given us to take us from glory to glory. It is His desire, even for eternity, we are still growing. So God doesn't want us to be stagnant. He wants us to go from glory. But to be able to shift from where we are to the next place, we have to behold His glory. Amen? And then it increases. So every time we talk about new season, it's because of the new, God is taking us to higher grounds. And it can all be happening in the spirit. But if it doesn't benefit us physically, then it's not really profitable to us. The reason for us to have physical breakthroughs and manifestations of God's miracle and hand in our life is to be a light, to be a testimony. Not only for our faith to grow, but for those around us to have evidence that God is real. Amen? And the reason we are still here is so that we will be able to see God in our lifetime bring people into the kingdom. Amen? If not, we should be in heaven enjoying all the glory there. Because there's nothing more glorious than heaven. We are here to bring forth fruit. Amen? And that our fruit will multiply. Amen? So we're in a new season. And before I continue with a new season, God is doing amazing things. Sometimes I got a text from our sister Kay about our grandson. It might not be us, but when it's happening to you personally, you will know that God is real. There's an accident the grandson had that he shouldn't be alive. The car was completely destroyed. And when you have that kind of accident in your life, the doctors will give you all kinds of their recommendations. But she has a praying grandmom. She has people that pray. She has people that are seeking God. We just pray, but you don't know what God does with those prayers. You don't know what God does with those prayers. Today, that boy is not just alive. He's recovering an acceleration that is not human. And that's the power of prayer. Praying grandma. Amen. Praying family. Amen. God has to be practical in our lives. Amen. Or else we'll be in the heaven. Amen. So, I want to share some practical spiritual things that manifest practical material things that encourages us as believers. We are in a new season, and this season is a season that God has opened up his heart in his glory to cause the desires of our hearts to be fulfilled. The desires of our heart, that is his will. Amen? To cause his will, the book, the things is written about each of us to be unlocked. Because God has written a book about every one of you here. It's called Destiny. So, in this season, as we're enjoying the Lord God is moving, one of the reasons why this particular thing I'm about to share with you is helping me is when we came back from the trip, that's why we're not here last week, there were actions of faith we took. And when we took those actions, God allowed me to see the effect of it. Anything that will make the devil angry and mad is always a good thing. And it's not something you did, it's something God did. And when you make the devil mad, you disorient him. And you put him in a position where he falls into God's trap. Where everything else he tries to do from that moment is going to always backfire against him. Because when you're mad, you never make a good decision. Amen? Negative madness. Amen? So, God used that to really show me the reality of the season. And there were prophetic words here and there that confirmed the season. And one of them was, it's now, this is a season, just step out by faith. When you have tried things many times and it has worked here, but certain things have not just worked, and you've always believed God this season, after a while you have a mindset. You don't want to try again. So that's why God sometimes breaks that cycle when you step out by faith and it begins to confirm things. Amen? So we are in a season where the mercy of God is upon you. It's upon us. And you have such an asset by faith to see miracles happen. Amen? So let's look at the Bible and see how we can begin to apply this to help us move forward. Amen? In our personal lives. Let's open to the book of John, chapter 6. And in this season, as you're opening to that, the word that stays in my mind, of course we know following the cloud by day and the fire by night, but the word that stays in my mind that is helping me to apply what we're about to do is, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And we'll look at that very soon. John chapter 6 from verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw great company, this great multitude, come unto him, he said unto Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Where can we have bread, food, that these may eat? And this is said to test him, to prove him. For himself, that's God, knew what he will do. Everybody say, for God knows what he will do. For himself knew what he will do. Everything that God will do, everything that God has done, everything that God will do is already here. Because he is the Word. And he is God. The Word of God is God. For himself, God already knew what he will do. But he wanted to test them. If God allows any need or any area of need in our life, it's a test. And the purpose of the test is for us to have a testimony. If God doesn't allow it, he will keep blessing and doing whatever. But if he allows any situation that is negative, or any situation that is a need or a crisis or a situation, is a test of our faith in him, so that we can have a testimony. Because he already designed and programmed that thing to be a testimony. Everything. So here it says, he's training his disciples, he's teaching them. He says, for he already knew what he would do. It's already clear what God would do in this situation. But he wanted the disciples to be tested. Verse 7. Put yourself in that position. Put yourself, Jesus is asking you about a need, about a situation. And Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Philip already has an idea of what they have in the account. Judas carries the account. So Philip already has an idea. This is what we have physically. This is the amount we have. And this amount we have right now is not enough to buy enough bread to feed these people. Hallelujah. Before I forget, because we're going somewhere this morning, when we're praying during this season, there were things I was seeing, and the Lord will not put a time to it, and he will not allow me to say it. So when the time comes, they happen, you will be able to say it. And usually when I see things like that, I feel like always doing, take some actions of faith. So in the past, we've always exercised, go, you know, buy food, store food, keep this, keep that. You know, we have storage, we buy this. Just because we need to do something. Just step out by faith. Just to show God we believe whether it happens or not. This time around, the Lord spoke to me, says, don't do anything. He says, because the times that are coming, I'm going to prove myself. You've been faithful to show that you trust and you've been preparing. You've been tested. But now, when the time comes, it will be miraculous. So, I just want to say that. And Philip said, all the money we have cannot fulfill this, cannot help even anyways. For verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a young boy here, there's a lad here, which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Amen? Just a little food somebody gave to his son to take with him. Little pack. But what are they among so many people? What will this do? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Amen? Amen? Make sure the men sit down so they don't try to do something. Sit down. Now, there were much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Of course, you know the history. There's always more women than children in this kind of gathering. Amen? If you use this moment and just count, see how many men that are here. How many other people that are here. Always more. So, this is over 10,000 people at least. 5,000 men. So, they were saying. And Jesus took the loaves, 5 small loaves and the fish. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. They were passing them around. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, everybody ate to fill. He said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that has eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Hallelujah. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. That's our new singer. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God, to obey God. It's impossible without faith to please God. Amen? Amen. For he that comes to God must, not maybe, must believe that he is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that, in other words, that he is able to do the impossible. So he said, without faith, the only thing that is impossible is without faith. But with faith, all things are possible with God. So when he says the kingdom of God suffered violence, meaning it's been pressed upon, it's been stolen from, we have gone through, I mean, whatever we are missing, whatever is lost, whatever situation, the fallen nature, challenges, he says, without faith, it's impossible to deal with impossible situation. Then you fast forward all the way, and you go to verse 32. It says, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, David, also of Samuel, of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yes, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves, and all these haven't obtained a good report through faith. Receive now the promise. We're talking about the promise we have received of sonship. I read this before we go into this. Faith is violent. Faith is aggressive. Faith moves mountains. Faith moves heaven. Faith moves the earth. Faith moves everything that is movable. Faith pleases God. Faith honors God. Faith manifests God. Faith reveals God. Faith changes things. So, anything that is not of faith is human. Because faith connects the invisible world to the natural world. God is a spirit. And it's only by faith we can trust him, we can believe him. And we only believe him by this word. So, there are things that God is already set in place because he's God. And there are things that God, the system of the kingdom of God, operates. But sometimes when we read them, we don't understand that these are just the principles and the things God has set in place. And we just think we just read it and we leave it. But after much experience, And now that we're in this season, God kept bringing this back to me. But we apply it by faith. And that is the power of thanksgiving. The power of praise. The power of worship. I know we've said it over and over and over. But from what I read to you here, there are things that God has finished. The kingdom of God is a finished kingdom. It's a settled kingdom. It's like in this earth. If I throw this Bible up here, it must fall down. It's a law of gravity. It's designed that way as long as we live here. So if you want this thing to fall to the ground, you throw it will fall. You don't have to question it. Amen? Because it's a law of gravity. The same way that there are spiritual laws, there are kingdom principles and operations that we see in the Bible, but we don't understand that those are standard laws. Those are the way heaven works here on earth as it is now. So, Jesus, knowing what he's going to do, in other words, he already knows that this is being led by the Spirit, he's obeying God, and he already knows what his Father plans to do. Because anything God leads you to do, there is no impossibility in the Spirit. Amen. So he already knows what he will do. So he asks his disciples, what can we do to feed these people? So the first thing humanly we think, I will think, we think, is always, how can we solve this humanly? It's okay. What can we do to help this situation? That's why they had money. If money can do it, they'll do it. If this can do it, they'll do it. If that can do it, they'll do it. Whatever we can do physically is the first thing we think about, isn't it? But when they looked at the money they have, looked at what they have available, they looked at the number of people, they knew this cannot be physically done. It's impossible. But Jesus says we have to feed them. So when he said we have to feed these people, something happened. Can we say this together? What do you have? God will take what you have and do a miracle with it. God will use what you have and multiply it. God will use what you have and do a miracle with it. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. You will soon get it. God will take what you have and make it a miracle. God will take what you have and make it a miracle. God will take what you have and make it a miracle. Amen. But there's a problem. You must know two things. One, you must know you have it. And two, you must be grateful. Worship, praise, in thanksgiving is nothing but gratitude to God. Miracles are born out of gratitude. The way we show gratitude to men is different from the way we show it to God, because God is God. So our gratitude to God is praise. Our gratitude to God is thanksgiving. Our gratitude to God is worship. Because we honor him for who He is. They took what they have and they said, what is this? There are many people that God has given a little sign and they despise it. What is this? There are people you bless, you do something with, they won't say with their mouth, but they will just drop it somewhere. What is this? I'm trying to pay a bill, and because I just live by faith. And when I run out of my bank, whatever I have to pay my bill, I look to God. And I was looking at all these things I have to do. And God, I started putting this in practice, and some other things God showed to me. From nowhere, somebody in a, because God does this to take your focus off man. From nowhere, somebody that God used me to minister to long time, I didn't even know what happened. It was in the letter she sent that it says, my daughter is fine, everything is well now. Long time. She said, God put in her heart to send me $50. The first thing in my mind was, what is this? Amen? It's not what is this. Anything that comes from God is not small. God is testing you. Five loaves and two fish. That's all God needs. The world, the kingdom of God does not operate like the world system. The world operates 1 + 1 = 2. Amen? 2 + 2 = 4. But God says 1 can put 1,000 to flight. 2 can put what? 10,000. So, Jesus took that and says, we have something. Amen? Amen? I'm sharing with you the. How many of you are looking for miracles? I'm talking to you about your miracle. Amen. God is very simple. All he wants is faith. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and he said, thank you. This is, remember that Jesus is God in the flesh. He's teaching us how the kingdom of God works, the gravity, the operations of the kingdom. He says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He worshipped. Thank you. Thank you. And he was doing it because of the disciples. He didn't have to do it. He's teaching them. Thank you. And after he thanked God, he started giving it by faith. My brothers and sisters, if you read it, what he was giving them never finished. 5,000 men ate to the full, plus all the women and children, and it was not finished. My brothers, with God, there is nothing little. The power of gratitude is miracle. It doesn't matter what you have. Whether God just healed your headache or God just started a process, it doesn't matter how small. The moment you know it is God that has started it. If you can be grateful, it's over. Philip said, what is this? What is this compared to this need? What is this? What is this? Do you know why God encourages the power of tithing and offering or giving? I don't talk about it in this church. I don't talk. It's not because of him. It's because the power of gratitude is where your wealth is. What is 10%? What is offering? It's not for him. It's not. It's for to bless you. It's the attitude. We think we are giving. We think we're taxing. No. When you have the attitude of gratitude, not to man, but to God, you will never lack. I don't know how I pay my bills. I'm telling you. I will have a list of bills. I will write them. Some I will share. I have every project God says we should do. I don't know how he does them. What I take from whatever God gives, you know, for the past 20 years or probably or more, not even 20 years. 20 years, that was even less. But for at least 15 years or so, what I take just, I receive from Manzai, I can't do more. It's just enough to pay my light bill and gas and some other things. After I take my tax and stuff from it. If I tell you, you won't believe it. I don't know how I pay my bills. But it is the secret of gratitude. It comes from different ways. When the external work we're doing runs out, this runs out, I've learned that's not the source. So, if you want to see a miracle, there's a key. There are many keys, but I'm sharing one with you that God reminded me over and over, and I'm benefiting from, is the spirit of gratitude. Unto God. God can do something small. Take it and roll on the floor. Say thank you. Kneel down and say, anyway, let me not go. I have some things to share with you. Now, that's that. The next thing I want to share with you concerning this, I use that as the principle because it's by faith, is Isaiah 54, verse 1 says, Sing, O barren. For more are the children of the barren than the children of the married. And it says, enlarge your tents, because you are going to break out. That's not Newman. Human beings plan according to what is in their pocket. Human beings plan according to what is natural. Married, okay, that you have children. Every mother, M-O-T-H-E-R, mother, every mother today of faith, if you read them, all the way that God has used to establish generation, they were all barren. God tested them to the point their wombs died. And today, they are the mothers of nations and Israel. From Sarah, to Rebecca, to Hannah, to this, to that, to Elizabeth. He says, sing, O barren. What does it mean to sing, O barren? My brothers and sisters, again, that's the power of praise, the power of faith. What does that mean? Means that written here is the word of God, that God has promised you that you have the fruit of the womb. He's spoken it. But here, what God has spoken has not come to pass until Sarah's womb died, this Rebecca's womb, Rachel's womb, all these promised people. So here God says, it's your privilege to have it. God has spoken it. And the word of God looked like it's failed. Do you know what God says a barren woman should do? He says, be grateful to God. What are you grateful to God when you're barren? Because gratitude, praise, worshiping God based on his word is putting God in his place in your life. Is making God take his position of impossibility. When you praise God, when you honor God based on his word, you pass from be anxious for nothing, but by through all things, by prayer and fast, you know, whatever you fast, by supplication, make your request, and then with thanksgiving. When you pass the place of praying and fasting and doing everything, something after a while, you stop. When you stop and you begin to worship and praise God, means you have now believed he has heard you. Thanksgiving worship is saying, God, you are God. You are the creator. You are the maker. You have spoken. Your word has never changed. But it's something in this earth is blocking your word from coming to pass. But I will not look at the blockage, because as I appreciate you and I thank you and I worship you, you become God. And your word does not change. It's a single barrier. Worship me for who I am. Celebrate my promises. You prayed. It doesn't matter how dead, I will raise it up. It doesn't matter the time, I'll redeem it. Why? Because there's nothing impossible with God. That's the area of fruitfulness, barrenness, or impossible situations. The place we talked about, Jesus, is the place of need. The place of substantial needs. You want to meet needs. You want to, God is calling you to do something, a project. You want to, God wants you to, is the one leading you. And you get to the point, and he's showing you all these things, but there's no money to meet the needs. Or there's no food, there's no this. It can be, talk about needs. That's what Jesus is saying. With God, the needs were already met. But gratitude opens the window. All those things they are talking about, people out of ignorance are saying, God, you are cursed with a curse because you give no tithe, and Malachi and all those things. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, you see, if you read curses and blessing in the Old Testament, it says obedience releases blessing, isn't it? Disobedience, what is a curse? A curse is you are living under the condition of human beings. Human nature. Natural. But if you want to see the supernatural, there are principles that open and govern that out of obedience. Amen? The next thing I want to bring here is, again, the power of gratitude. Remember, gratitude is praise, is worship, is thanksgiving. Is when you are facing demonic assault. You go to bed, you have dreams, and he keeps attacking you. Or you are at work, these people are attacking you. You are going to, you just, there are some situations you just know that these people are just are influenced by darkness. Everywhere you turn, you are being slain. This is happening, that is happening. And you are a child of God. And you are obeying God. This happened to Paul and Silas. He saw a vision. So he was very clear that's where he's supposed to be. It was very clear he was obeying God. All of a sudden, this spirit rose up and started manipulating around that area and stirred up people. And you were just, they were being attacked, put in chain, beaten, and all this. Situations where you're obeying God, you're serving God, but you're going just through much affliction and it looks like it's not ending. My brothers and sisters, the season we just entered, what I'm trying to tell you is how to let God fight your battles. Paul and Silas were overcome, overwhelmed, overtaken by this situation. I don't know what your situation is, but for them, the law was on the side of these evil people. They've done everything, and they threw them in jail. They beat them, they're bleeding, put them in chain. There is nothing physically they can do. There's no physical connection, physical solution. They don't know what to do, but they know one thing. The kingdom of God has principles, laws, and ways they operate. And Paul realized, I need to be grateful. Grateful because I'm being beaten. Grateful because of the thing. No, I just want to be. Even some places for even suffering for Christ. But this time, he just overlooked all the situation, all the limitations, all the bad things. Say, God, I just want to keep my eyes on being grateful because the enemy is trying to make me blame you and make I'm feel like you're not a good father. Why should I go through this for serving you? Why should I be punished? Why should I suffer this? The enemy always wants us to be ungrateful to God because of what we're going through, because of the situation we're in, because of the condition here. What he's just trying to do is to steal the spirit of gratitude to God. How many times you want to give up? How many times you want to throw in the towel? Why? You are angry at God. Why? Why? It's justified. But the enemy plays on it. Because God never changes. God has a principle. That no matter how angry I am at the law of gravity, if I jump, I must fall down. Amen? Amen. So the kingdom of God, no matter how angry, offended we are at God, it doesn't solve any problem. The enemy takes advantage of it. Without faith, you can't change things. And faith, in this area, I'm telling you, when you apply faith to gratitude, so the enemy wanted them to be angry because he saw he was obeying God. God, why should I go through this? I prayed. I have fasted. We have weakness. We've seen souls. I cast out this devil. I obey you. And here, the law is against me. They put me in jail. They beat me. Here I am bleeding. Paul has matured enough to know that heaven does not respond to murmuring and complaining. And that's what the devil was. Murmuring and complaining is when you're going through affliction and you're going through things and you're looking for somebody to blame. If you can't blame men, you blame God. If you can't be angry at somebody, you be angry at God. But as you mature, God is saying, if you, in that situation, I know it's bad, but if you want to step above it, if you want to overcome the law of gravity, then you have to apply the law of thermodynamics. You have to apply something bigger than gravity. You have to go beyond the flesh. And by faith, give God gratitude. It don't have to be one time. Don't have to be two. Just give God gratitude. It is shown here that is how the kingdom works. And as they were giving gratitude and giving God gratitude, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. God, we thank you. I know it doesn't make sense. Silas, I know I put in this trouble, but if you just join me, let's just thank God. Let's just thank God. Let's look beyond what the devil is doing, what the anger of the enemy. Let's just let God be God. And let's put God in his place through gratitude. As they were doing that, they did not pray, God send thunder, God send earthquake, God send us, God deliver us. They didn't have to pray what they want to happen to them. They just gave God. And God says, I know what you need even before you prayed. And I will do exceedingly abundantly. The Bible says their gratitude in that situation caused a mighty move of God. that reversed everything and overthrew the systems of government and glorified the Lord. That is when you're going through situations, going through difficult situations and all the things that come with it, and you want to give up. Just be gratitude to God. Amen. The other one, we've talked about Jesus. When you need a miracle, needs met, things. We talked about when you're going through a lot, you're fighting the enemy. This one I want to share with you is about when you don't know what to do. I've been there many times. And the need and the situation is mocking you or staring at your face, and it's right there, and you have to do something. My brothers and sisters, as leaders, as children of God, what I'm telling you about gratitude, convert gratitude, whichever way, but just gratitude, whichever way you express it. This was revealed in the life of Jehoshaphat. After that, there's one more and then finish. As God was showing me this, I found out it's not just happening, it's not just a coincidence, it's a kingdom principle. Jehoshaphat has fasted, the people have fasted, they prayed. You all know that in Chronicles. And you all know this mighty army, we preach it, we sing it, we talk about it. But it came to a point, God says, I want to show these people who I am. I'm not a human being. I don't lie. I want to show Israel who I am. So as they were fasting and praying, God said to them, you're not going to fight in this battle, but you're going to go with gratitude. By faith. You're going to be thanking me for victory before you say it. You're going to be worshiping and showing gratitude before you see. You're going to be, that's gratitude to God, worship, praise before you see it. My brothers and sisters, from everything I share with you, what that simply is, worship, praise, when the Spirit converts it to gratitude, is basically positioning God to be in charge of your situation. And when God is in charge of your situation, it's a finished work. It's finished. So worship, pray, gratitude puts you into a finished work, and then give it time, you see the result. So that time, they were going, the battle is where that speaker is. The Jesus already knew what he's going to do. God already knew what he's going to do. But the test of our faith is to see if you will leave this place where you are and begin to take one step after another. Mine, he came here for a breakthrough night, sitting there. I brought her for a breakthrough night. She's gone through a lot. But as far as this time concerned, she's sitting here. Once she sees, she can't get up. She can't move around. She can't walk around. But during the breakthrough night, she took one step after another. One step. After a while, she was dancing here. Isn't it, Maini? And when I saw her this morning, she was better than when I even took her home yesterday. You say, oh, it's Maini. She has a childlike faith. Tomorrow she might break her leg, but she'll get healed. Amen? Tomorrow she might fall down, but she'll get healed. That's a childlike faith. Amen? So Mighty has many testimonies. Amen. Faith, you have to take a step here. God knows we're human. God can do the miracle overnight, but the miracle that God grows your faith is better, because when you have it, you are established. Anything that is done instant and that, the children of Israel saw it over and over, but it wasn't inside of them. Every time they face problem, God, you are going to die. But when faith becomes who you are, you have a relationship. You trust God. You have confidence in God. You please Him. That's why we are tested. So from here to there, God is trying to see, did they believe me? You're going to go fight a battle. Do they believe me? At some point, you say, wait a minute, we're going to face an army here, more than us, weapons, and we're going with worship? With praise? No. This is what they were going with. When you thank God, when you appreciate God, when you glorify God, like we're hearing, you're not the one going there. God has gone before you. God will fulfill His promises that He will fight for you. He will provide for you. All the things God has promised, you just enthrone God to establish it by giving Him gratitude in the face of difficulty. And you keep going. And they got to the place, instead of seeing an enemy, because they've been grateful to God, they saw blessings. My brothers and sisters, before I share the last one, every time weather changes, either from spring to what? Summer, or from fall to winter, or from winter to spring. I don't know why, but I noticed that my body acts up. I don't know. Sometimes, I've shared this testimony with you all. I'll share it, and then I'll go back. The pain got so much to a point I said, what is this? I pray, I've spoken to it. I have spoken to my body. I've obeyed some principles. But every time it will go away, the weather will change, it will come. Somebody said, take turmeric. I drank a lot of turmeric tea with honey. I started going to the gym to do exercise. I step up by faith and do everything. After a while, I've tried everything. To the point, I have a friend of mine. His name is Ray. I called him. He's a chiropractor. I said, I need advice. I went to him. I said, I can't. I'm going to be traveling to Israel, doing all this stuff. I don't want to be ignorant. Maybe I'm being too spiritual. Can you advise me? I just want to be. I don't know what's going on. That's when God taught me a lesson. I went to him. God is amazing. He touched me here, touched me there. And he says, that's all I can do. He did x-rays. I got worse. So I learned my lesson. Not that, I'm not saying doctors or chiropractors, I'm just saying God was trying to teach me something. Because here, I'm trying to live by faith, but I got to the point, my mind was telling me, you're not being wise. You're not being wise. Be practical. Do what you need to do. Take care of your body. Seek wisdom. Seek advice. And it's true. But God was testing me. After I came from there, even, I can't tell you how I feel. Because I knew I was sharing all this with her. So finally, I just started worshiping God. Whether I feel pain, I don't feel pain. When I wake up on my back, after a while it goes away, but I just don't want that. I just kept worshiping. I just worship. Try to eat well. Do all the physical things I need to do. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you, I didn't know the day. I didn't know the time. I didn't know that thing has gone. And the seasons have changed now, changed again. I am stronger. I am healthy. I am, I mean, it was a test. And as you worship, the time you're waiting for it is not when it happens. But when you're not even thinking, you look for it, it's no more there. I feel so healthy. The last one is, this one, God reminds me of it all the time, especially in this season. Not in the wrong way, but he's always using it to put things. Was, you all know, after God did all the miracle in Egypt, they came out of Egypt, a new season has come. A breakthrough has come. All of a sudden, this cloud is showing up. And God is now moving. They've come out of Egypt. They're excited. And all of a sudden, God led them to the Red Sea. Amen? Amen. Blocked. Clear, there is no way. Amen? Amen? So those that add 1 + 1 and makes 2 definitely knew they've gone the wrong way. Because 1 + 1 is not 2 here. Moses, there is no way you heard from God. You have been obedient, but for you to lead us to the Red Sea, it doesn't take us rocket scientists to say that this is not God. You understand what I'm saying? So when that is projected and that is cried out, and then in the midst of saying, you've missed God, they looked and hear the enemy coming. Pharaoh coming. What are you going to do as a human being? You've not only missed God, now the enemy knows you've missed God, and the enemy is coming back for you. My brothers and sisters, as human, they did what human beings would do. They were afraid. They spoke like human beings. You brought us here to die because there are no better grace in Egypt. My brothers and sisters, we are not coming to church to play games. How long are we going to be Christians, go into problems and not prove God? Fear, my brothers and sisters, is a spirit. And God says, God has not given you spirit of fear. It's human to go through things that are above you and, oh my God, let me do something. Let's do something, let's do. But fear, like he did to, fear has no respect of person. Fear attacked Elijah, a miracle worker. He ran and said, let me just die. When fear or situations come, it's human to be consigned. But the moment you take that consign and begin to meditate over it and meditate over it and worry and worry and worry, you open the door for the spirit of fear. And when fear sets in, it paralyzes you. You can get depressed. You can get overwhelmed. When fear overwhelms you, you shut down. And the devil will come and build a nest on your head. You know what a nest is? He has found a dwelling place. And he will start whispering all kinds of things to you. To the point of telling you can take your life. As if you created yourself. But you believe it. God has led me to do so many deliverances. One of the greatest torment people go through is the spirit of fear. It torments, it paralyzes you, it hinders you. And the only thing that defeats it is faith. So, the children of Israel were there. They've seen miracles. God has blessed them. They've come through a new season. But now, the plan of God is to destroy Pharaoh. The plan of God is to open doors men cannot open. Amen? So faith does not work by sight. That's another thing. Next week we might look into some things about the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is for human beings. Faith is for Christians. Joy. Not that you can't be happy, but happiness is when you have seen something. Joy is when you have not seen it and you're happy. So fear sets in, and they were paralyzed, and they started prophesying, we're going to die here, we're going to do this here, we're going to happen here, all this will happen. And that affected Moses. It doesn't matter how great you are. When you open the door in a time of crisis, first you will believe you missed God, because now you are responsible for the people, and now the enemy has come. What will you do? So Moses, even though he's heard from God, ran back to God and said, God, oh, what do... God said, this is not the time for prayer. My brothers and sisters, this is the season we're in. Not that we don't pray. Not that, but this is the time for faith to establish things by force, to take things by force, to open doors by force. It's not human force, but your obedience. Look at simple things of gratitude, worship. You apply yourself to the realms of heaven, and heaven establishes force. God told Moses, everything I'm telling is the same word. He says, Moses, why are you crying to me? Move forward. Move forward to the Red Sea. He says, move forward. Am I not the one leading you? But before you move forward, raise up your testimony. Raise up that staff. And when you look at it, remember where I brought you from. Remember what I have done. Remember the water turned to blood. Look at the judgment. Look at what I've done in Egypt. Look at the testimony and see if you can be grateful. No matter what you're going through, God has done something for you. When we started this message, I says, what do you have? You have something God has done. Whenever you're going through something, no matter how small, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, take that testimony 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, yesterday. Say, God, thank you. This might look like a mountain, but I have something. If you have something and you have gratitude, you will see God open a door. You will see God part your Red Sea. You will see God do it. I have seen it. You all have witnessed it. Miracle is not the work of man. Miracle is the work of God. That's why it's miracle. So, in this season, God is saying, I have opened some doors that are known. I will give you strategies. There are things we need to be doing so that these doors will be sustained and the things that are needed. But there are doors that are unknown. In this season, keep that testimony before you and be grateful. Take what you have and be grateful. The 5 loaves, and God will give you, multiply your testimony. God says, I will make a way. What? Where there is no way. There are some of us here, there are situations we are in, there is no physical way you can see. But God knows what he's going to do. God knows the way. All he's asking you to do is apply kingdom principles by faith. And God will make a way where there was no way before. And every time God makes a way where there's no way, if the enemy gets angry and follows you, that's the end. I'm telling you the truth. That's why you never fear the devil. Just obey God. Every time you obey God, do what he says, forget the devil. He's dealt with very well. You wake up with bad dreams, wake up with all these things. Just go back to your knee and worship the Lord and give him glory and thank him. Psalms 149 says, God will not only bind those principalities, but he will subdue them. Put them in chains. And deal with them. When I do that, I always say, God, whatever spirit that crossed this line, let him never function again until his judgment time comes. And he works. I don't want you coming here every day, coming here on Sundays, and not understand that there is a substance to you being a believer. The battle we face is real. You need practical victories. I live with my sister. I'll be praying. Sometimes in my spirit I'll get angry. I want to step out. God says, you're not in charge. I'm doing something. She has so grown in faith. She has so grown in joy, in peace. Sometimes we come back, she's worshiping God all night. The relationship she has with God, to me, is a priceless breakthrough. Her faith, that thing is nothing. My brothers, you have to take a step of faith and go like that. That's why the Lord, the moment I saw that $50, something in my mind said, what is this? I said, thank you, Lord. Gratitude will cost your 2 loaves and 5 fishes to take care of 10,000 people. But if you don't take a step of faith, if you don't start, how will you get to the point where there is no more enemy, there is no more Red Sea, there is no more? How? If they didn't start from the valley where Israel were and started singing, if they didn't take a step of faith to get to where the enemy was, how would they have known that God killed them? How would they have taken spoils? If Moses didn't go forward by faith, how would the Red Sea have part? My brothers and sisters, take steps of faith. And God, we finished. This is the season we are in. God is calling us. He says, we have lost faith. It's time to tap into what God is doing by faith. And let your faith grow. No matter how small the steps, take steps of faith. Don't say, I tried it before, it didn't work. I did it last time. I did it last year. I did it this. No, the season has changed. Step out. Step out. Exercise it. And give God thanks. So I want to say to you this morning, what do you have? That you can be grateful to God. What do you have that no matter what the enemy is speaking, no matter the situation you are in, what do you have that you can show God you are grateful? Even if it's just today, for the rest of this week, you can really say, God, this is not small when you did it. I can hold on to it and be grateful. And be grateful. But keep walking towards an expectation for my next miracle. I want you to call your miracles by name. Amen. 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 Yes, Daisy can go there. Call them by name. My brothers and sisters, I call Mount Zion blessed. Amen. Mount Zion is the mountain above mountains. Thank you, because of the Spirit. Amen. I believe the cloud of God's glory is upon us. Amen. I believe in miracles. Amen. And this is the season for it. Nothing is impossible with gratitude. So this morning, you don't have to name 20 things that are impossible you want. But can you challenge God? When I mean challenge, your faith. Let me tell you what challenge means. Joshua was fighting a battle, isn't it? Because that's the season I am in. He was fighting a battle, and God didn't speak to him. God didn't tell him. But in this battle, he was. And he says, I want the sun to stand still. Because if it gets dark, we can't finish this battle. We will not win. He said, let the sun stand still. But he has seen enough miracles and it came out of his spirit. Esther fasted. Not that it was, he has the unction and everything. But it was, he says, after this fast, I must believe God has heard me. I must believe God has answered us. I must believe we have breakthrough. She can just sit there and be waiting. But without faith, the physical doesn't see things. And Esther crossed the line, dangerous line, not with assumption, but because she believes that God has answered. And she crossed the line with worship and glory to God. I believe you, God. I trust you. If I die, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I believe you. I trust you. If I die, then I know I died trusting you. And they crossed the line. When she crossed that line, everything changed into the physical realm from that moment. My brothers and sisters, I want you to, like Esther, like Joshua, like these people in the Bible, don't prolong your miracles. But also don't be presumptuous. You have prayed, you've waited. I want some of you today, on your own, as we celebrate and we dance in the next few minutes, I want you to dance into your miracle. I want you to give God glory for what you're believing God for. And I want some of you to say, God, from my heart, I put a line that this year will not pass for me to see this. You see, faith is aggressive. Faith is aggressive. Put a line. Some of us can wait for 10 years for something. God has already opened the door. When the lepers went, it was the season. Elijah said 24/7. 24 hours. Why did he say that? It was an aggressive. God showed him, but still he stepped up by faith. Said, this miracle will not pass 24 hours. Led by the Spirit. And when he said it, the people that moved in that direction, in 24 hours, God did it. We're having an all-night prayer one time. There's this young lady, I don't know, Abby might know her. They've been gone, he got married to this young boy at the seminary. We're having an all-night prayer. And as we're praying, just like Peter was doing it, as we're there, she came for that all-night prayer. Forgotten her name now. A Caucasian lady. And we're praying, as we're praying, he just came to me and he said, it's her birthday. And we're talking and we're praying. And the Lord just put in my spirit, tell her that she's going to get married soon. Now. I just said it. And just declared it. See, when he says, when let there be light, let there are things you have to declare. And then you start praising God and thanking for who he is. Step out by faith. Say it. Great men of God I listen to sometimes says, they believed. But when they saw the miracle, it was hard for them to believe that they had that kind of boldness. And one miracle will cause your boldness to grow. That girl left, went to a ceremony they were doing at the seminary. That week, she met this guy. That season, they connected. I think she married that year. Short time, she was married. And they had children. And they traveled out of this place. There has been several cases like that. There is nothing wrong you putting a deadline. Believe it. Keep it to yourself. Speak it. Believe it. Draw the line. Draw the line. Don't wait for 20 years. Don't wait for 10 years. If it's time, if it's God is saying the door is open, the window, put a deadline. And leave the rest to God. Amen? Amen. But remember to be grateful. Take steps of faith. So I just wanted to share that with you because the Lord is doing that with me right now in this new season. He's doing that with me in terms of issues in the nation. He's challenging me with issues over the city. I'm not talking about small things. He's saying, son, I want you to start decreeing things that will affect the nation. I want you to start decreeing things that will influence the city because of the season. Because Manzana has been called to rule. And you cannot rule except you talk like me. He said to Jeremiah, I put my word in your mouth so that you can decree things over nations. We're waiting for God, but God, this season has come. God says, I put faith in your mouth. Speak what you are expecting. And give God glory. So, let's take just a few minutes for you to do that. Amen? Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? When you hear the word of God, you believe. If you don't do it, if you leave this place, when you say the best of the air, take it away. You know what it means? You go out there and eat pizza. That's it. You come back the next Sunday looking for another word. What you don't put in action is gone. Amen? So, let's celebrate. You celebrate. And you give God glory for what you're expecting. We're going to do that in a short time. And then there's something special that God has put in my heart to do. So let's stand up together. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, Daisy, this is my day of joy. You ready to dance? When you dance, will you dance like you believe it? Amen. Take steps. Take steps. Don't take the word of God in vain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your miracle.
This is the day of joy, my day of joy.
Joy alive.
My day of joy.
Receive. Believe.
This is my day of joy, my day of joy.
My day of joy. All right, dance. Celebrate.
This is my day of joy.
Thank you, Lord.
My day of joy.
I believe
my
you.
My day of joy.
I draw a line.
This is my day of joy.
I am drawing you over my situation.
My day of joy.
I celebrate.
This is my day of joy.
This is my day of joy.
My day of joy, my day of joy.
This is my day of joy,
my day of joy,
my day of joy.
This is my day of joy,
my day of joy,
my day of joy,
my day of joy.
Hallelujah.
This is my day of joy,
my day of joy,
my day of joy.
This is my month of joy.
This is my month of joy. My month of joy. My month of joy. This is my month of joy.
This is my month of joy.
My month of joy.
My month of joy.
This is my month of joy.
My month of joy.
This is my year of joy.
This is my year.
Hallelujah.
This is my day of joy. My day of joy. My day of joy. This is my day of joy.
This is my day of joy.
My day of joy.
My day of joy.
My day of joy.
This is my day of joy. My day of joy. My day of joy.
Amen.
Isaiah will tell you, I've been celebrating and dancing and calling her Mama Elijah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'm calling her the finished work. Yeah. Mama Elijah. Yeah. In Nigeria is Elijah's mother. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
You call things that be not as though they were, and you thank God for it. You know, if you want to be married, when you are at the house, you're dancing with your husband. This is my day of joy. My day of joy. My day of joy. Welcome home. Amen. Speak by faith. Welcome your husband home. By faith, not a joke. Welcoming home and give God glory. We are talking about miracles. These things are not human. If you want to do things humanly, some of you will not be here. You'll be in places where you'll be all over the place seeking for men or women. But because you're serving God and you're focusing on God, it's not going to come in a human way. God has to give you a testimony. And for you to get a testimony, you have to worship and glorify God in that way. Amen? Spirit of gratitude. Everybody say spirit of gratitude. By faith, I have the spirit of gratitude. And God will cause me to see my miracles. Father, I thank you today for the impartation of faith. I thank you for releasing in our hearts the key of miracle. Father, thank you for giving us a heart of gratitude. We can always look and find something we have that we can lift up before you and say, thank you. You are faithful. You are a miracle worker. If you've done it before, you do it again. Father, we give you glory. We thank you that you're raising up a household of faith. Let it be so in this house that we please you because we walk by faith, not by the circumstances, not by the feeling, but by what you can do. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. 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 Amen.